Good morning.
Is there a long tradition of this kind of cross-party interference, or is this a fairly new phenomenon? It seems new for Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's relatively new for Wisconsin, but not for American politics. The way we do politics in America is that sort of all's fair in love and war and politics. I don't think one can say this activity is right or this activity is wrong. Voters in Wisconsin who tend to vote Republican, they're probably thinking, this is the greatest idea since sliced bread. And for voters who tend to vote Democratic, they probably think this is immoral and unethical.
Now, the goal may not be to necessarily beat the opposite party candidate in the primary, but just to make them have to work a little harder, spend a little money, and buy your candidate a little more time.
I think this is a very interesting tactic. That sort of fake candidate can spend large amounts of money softening up the challenger. In other words, trying to highlight the negatives of the Democratic challenger, then presumably the fake primary challenger loses the primary, but now the somewhat wounded Democratic challenger goes on to take on the Republican incumbent, and then the Republican incumbent can go ahead and keep slamming the Democratic challenger. So it's not only an issue of buying time, and you have to raise money, which often takes face time by the candidate. So for a candidate, whether we're talking about a Democratic senator or a Republican senator, to have, let's say, another month to prepare for the recall election is gold.
Now, this kind of mischief, if you will, is possible in Wisconsin because we don't require voters to register with parties.
I think this is sort of an odd moment when we're paying the price for the La Follette Revolution in Wisconsin politics from a century ago, when he opened up the primary, when he opened up political parties. So if, for example, we lived in a state where there was party registration, these sort of mischievous primaries couldn't happen because you could not have somebody who is a registered, let's say, Republican voter filing a campaign candidacy in a Democratic primary or vice versa because they would not be permitted to do that. And so this, in a sense, we've brought it upon ourselves.
Do you think we may see more of this sort of thing? And maybe what's to stop Democrats from running stealth Republicans in these primaries?
I think this is sort of like the genie comes out of the bottle. Once it starts happening, then it becomes de rigueur. It becomes normal, and it becomes part of the political arsenal. So I'm afraid that in the current highly partisan environment that we have in Wisconsin politics, and we do, this is the most partisan time in my lifetime. So I think I'm afraid that this is just the debut of this new level of really down and dirty politics that we're going to be seeing in Wisconsin by both parties.
Mordecai Lee, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for calling, Terry.